Our area and the music world lost a legend this week. Jazz bassist Joe Bird, the youngest brother of late guitarist Charlie Bird, died after a car crash. Joe Bird lived to see the 50th anniversary of one of music's most influential albums.
Jazz Samba was recorded February 13, 1962. It probably did more to bring samba and bossa nova to the world than any other single record. Joe Bird played guitar and bass on the record that was headlined by the D.C. area's Charlie Bird on guitar and Stan Getz on saxophone.
I was with Charlie for over 40 years, which is a pretty good run. Not many people would get a gig to last 40 years.
Joe Bird says most musicians have to spend a lot of time looking for their next paying show.
You spend half your life beating the bushes, and I didn't have to do that. I'm just wait for them to hand me an itinerary as to where we were going to go and when we were to be there.
Jazz Samba was recorded here in D.C. in Pierce Hall at D.C.'s All Souls Church. Music historian and musician Ken Avis writes it cost $5 to rent the hall and 4 hours to record the entire album using just a couple of microphones and the natural reverb of the hall. Jazz Samba is the only jazz album ever to reach number one on Billboard's pop chart.
Played at the White House on several occasions. I mean, that's hobnobbing with the swells about as much as you can get. For kings and presidents, quite an opportunity.
For the last several years of his life, Joe Bird and his wife produced a jazz series to keep the music of their life relevant and popular, and to teach the next generation of jazz fans about its history.
I've always considered myself extremely lucky.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.